Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Hey, Misty, here's a little best of from today's show.
So this, we just told this story about this little kid, so excited that his grandparents came to the house. Little toddler who blew past grandma into grandpa's arms. And usually, isn't he? I'm almost. You always say you're going to grandma's house.
Yeah.
It's never grandpa's house. It's grandma's house. So, yeah. Grandpa was the winner here. Julie's with us from Kansas. What do you got?
I just had this other day, and I had poured into our sweet little granddaughter that we are so blessed to have. And I'd been with her quite some time, but as soon as my husband walked in the door, she looked at me, left me, and ran and yelled, G-Dad.
Oh! She dumped you.
He has hair wrapped around his finger, and they have a bond like no other. So you can forget Juju when G-Dad's around.
Wow, that's tough. Straight in. Now, is there a favorite in your family? Like, my wife claims that our daughter loves me or likes me more than she likes my wife. Daddy's little girl, I guess.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah. But I mean, you're around a little less than Becky is. So that, you know, there's something to that. Becky's there.
I'm this guy that shows up every once in a while. Oh, you're here. Yeah.
I will say my mom and I lived with my grandparents. So if I had to like go back and say I probably had a favorite, it probably was my grandfather. But this is why: I could get away with a lot more with him than anybody else. Yeah.
Then, you know, there's a little bit of truth of that with me.
I was wondering.
You know, the same is true with my husband. Oh. He is the fun, happy-go-lucky. I'm the, which one is it, Martha or Mary? Who's always in doing tasks and things. So I'm feeling a little convicted
right now. That's what Becky says. Hey, you're the fun one. I'm like,
Yeah.
If you remember something that didn't happen, and you have friends that remember it too, or you remember something being different when you were little than it actually is, you may be dealing with the Mandela effect. And if you haven't heard of this, this was actually coined back in 2009, and they call it the Mandela effect because there are millions of people that claim to remember Nelson Mandela, former South African president Nelson Mandela, passing away in prison in the 80s. He didn't pass away till like 2013.
Yeah.
And so there are all these phenomenons where, for example, people will remember, I'm one of them, the Berenstein Bears, that children's book.
Yes.
Berenstein Bears, S-T-E-I-N on the end of Berenstein, but it's Berenstain, S-T-A-I. They say it's never been Berenstein Bears. I don't believe it. Wow. I had the books. I remember it. I remember Chick-fil-A, and a lot of other people do too. When I was younger, it started out as C-H-I-C instead of C-H-I-C-K, like a play off the word
chic.
It's
never been spelled that way.
It's never been that.
Huh. You know, now the bear one, maybe that's just a mispronunciation, but but you're right. There are certain things you always think was a certain way, and you find out, no, it wasn't.
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
So, I was shocked to realize that my Monopoly man is not wearing a monocle.
He doesn't.
What?
I remember it too. I could have sworn Mr. Moneybags had a monocle, and he doesn't.
And he doesn't have one.
He's never had one.
In my mind, he does.
I know. Oh. I also remember a movie. It was kind of like a knockoff movie. There was a movie with Shaquille O'Neal in like the late 80s, early 90s called Kazam, where he was a genie. But I also remember another version of the movie called Shazam with the comedian Sinbad. That movie never existed, but millions of people remember this movie existing, and it never happened. I remember seeing the trailer for it.
So is there anything like that for you in your life? A misconception, I guess you could say? Or you always thought it was one way? Or Or are we all being duped?
I don't know.
Give us a call, 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326. Henkel, Fritz, and friends with you, the Mandela Effect. It's where people believe that Nelson Mandela passed away in prison. I never thought that because I remember him coming out. It was a big deal. And or like the Berenstain Bears, people think it's the Berenstain Bears. Like Misty is.
I stand by that.
She stands by.
I had all the books.
One day it was the Berenstain Bears, not the Stain Bears. All right. So Kathy's with us from Michigan. You got something else?
We went to a retirement thing recently, and the guy held up a yield sign, and he said, "What color are yield signs?" And everybody in the room said yellow, but they're actually red. And he said they've been like that since 1973. So, yeah, look it up.
Stop signs are red.
Hold on. I don't believe this.
Me too. I'm looking at
it. I'm flabbergasted right now.
I'm looking at yellow yield signs. That's incorrect. No, but there are some that are yellow.
What?
I think they come in both colors.
Yeah, but they were like that until 73. So it's always like, I don't know. It was kind of, everybody said yellow. So
I always remember them as being yellow.
Now, I've got a red one. I'm looking at it right now. Actually, there's several of them that are red. But then there's
I see pictures of both.
A yield ahead sign was yellow.
No, I see a bunch of pictures of regular just yield signs. I mean, I don't know what year that would have come into play, but...
You probably weren't alive.
I've been around a while, Kathy. I've been around a while.
Well, you look young. So.
Well, hey, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Big brownie points there.
Family Life Radio.
Earlier... So, but Kathy called in. Listen to what she said. That's so powerful.
You guys are absolutely wonderful, and you make my life, and you also keep me sober.
Oh, wow.
I appreciate it. Well, I got sober in Colorado, and then we moved, and the AA groups here are way different than the ones in Colorado. So I listen to you guys every time I'm in the car and every morning, and it just keeps me sober.
That's amazing.
God bless you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, no, God bless you guys. You guys do a wonderful thing.
You know what? If you give to keep Family Life Radio on the air, you're helping keep Kathy sober. Let that sink in.
It's powerful.
Yeah. Well, I want to let you know about something. Family Life Radio is listener supported, and we have some exciting news. Some generous friends of the ministry have offered up a $100,000 match right now.
That's incredible. What that means is your support for Family Life Radio today will give even more people hope, because today your gift is being doubled. So give today, won't you? Because time is running out.
You can give safely and simply online. Just go to myflr.org.
Here's what's going on. Our fiscal year end is coming up at the end of this month. And then we just begin a whole new fiscal year. What that means is this, if you don't, our budget begins and ends July, June. And well, what happens right now determines what we can do next year. So we're asking you, can you take a step of faith knowing that whatever you give is being doubled, no matter what size gift right now?
Monthly, single, all of it?
All of it. No matter what, a $1,000 gift doubled. Your $2,000, your $5,000 gift, your $30 a month becomes $60 a month. So would you please pray about that and then do it right now? Go to myflr.org, or you can call 888-888-9976. And thanks for keeping Family Life Radio on the air. How about some good news? Yeah, it's time for that good news of the day. What's God doing in your life? We want to hear it. Give us a call at 888-888-9976. Ryan is with us from Kansas. What's going on?
I just wanted to share that God has delivered me from a life of destruction.
What do you mean a life of destruction?
Well, just drugs, alcohol, a life of selfishness.
So how did he save you from all that?
It's been 25 years of self-destruct. He took me to the end, you know. I'm almost 49 years old now. It's been a journey, I'll tell you that.
So you're saying you just got to the point where you were at the end of yourself. In other words, you were done.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. Mm. And I almost lost my family, my wife and children. But I spent the last month away from them at Adult and Teen Challenge, and it was life-changing.
Wow.
So, yeah.
We have heard a lot about Teen Challenge.
Yeah.
They're a ministry partner with us, and that's encouraging to hear. We've heard it's amazing.
Yeah. The first day I was there, cigarettes were gone. It was all that craving was gone. So October 11th will be 2 years without cigarettes, and February 25th was 2 years of being clean.
That's awesome.
Praise God.
Yeah. Just being bold and sharing the good news with whoever I come into contact with.
Amen. Just curious, through all of this, were you a follower of Christ?
Was I before?
Yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you know, he hasn't let me go. So I would get high and then try to witness to my friends or whoever I was getting high with.
Well, the reason why I asked that question was just for everybody listening right now to know who's really listening to this station. I mean, yeah, there are people that are right there with God. They're walking with him. And then there are people that are also there with God, but they're struggling. And we've had people call and say, I'm doing drugs while I'm listening to you.
Yeah, I was too.
Wow. Well, what a turnaround. Hey, we want to hear your story. Do you have any good news? Give us a call right now at 888-888-9976. It's Kankel, Fritz, and friends with you. And our Misty here shared earlier about her struggles with anxiety and depression. And Misty, someone wants to talk to you.
Oh.
Yeah. Lynn is with us. Welcome to the show.
I had to call. I am a Misty fan.
Oh! Well, thank you. I'm a Lynn fan, so I appreciate that.
I have to tell you, your honesty is so refreshing. It's so refreshing.
Oh, thank you.
I have challenges. I don't say I suffer. I am challenged by depression with chronic pain. Your testimony is so incredibly powerful because there's depression all through the Bible. Strong people that had challenges with depression. Mm. As a person in recovery, a lot of people, they're against medication. You should be doing the steps. You know, and I know there's that kind of feeling in some of the community of Christianity. But my church has even had a wellness weekend.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, where we talked about mental illness.
Wow, that's great.
I love that.
So when I hear you, I mean, you are so precious to me.
Oh,
I mean,
so
you
Thank
are
you.
A little spitfire. You are so funny. I wait for your comments.
Oh, my goodness.
I do, because I know one's coming, and it's so good. You're so clever.
Okay, can you call every morning? This is fantastic.
Sure.
You're like my personal little confidence booster. Thank you.
A little spitfire. And maybe you didn't know this, that Misty is actually a little.
I am very short.
Really? I didn't know that.
I'm 5'1 on a good day with high shoes.
Continuing a conversation with Lynn and Misty, who deals with anxiety and depression. And Lynn, you brought up that it's all throughout the Bible. It does remind me Elijah himself prayed to God to take his life because he was so depressed.
Yes, and he told him to take a couple naps and a good meal.
Yeah.
Exactly. Nothing some sleep and some food can't fix. And I, you know, you were mentioning how so often people look down on medication, and I've had that said to me multiple times, and I don't think it comes from a malicious place. I really do think people are trying to help when they say, well, if you just, you know, increase your faith, then you wouldn't need the medication. The way that I look at it, I am so thankful God has given me doctors who know how to treat me until that healing comes. And as far as talking about it, I didn't for a long time, and then the more that I started to share, the more people connected and felt less alone. And I was like, well, you know, if God can do something through the darkness that I experience and help bring other people out of it, then let's all talk about it.
Exactly. Because if someone is a diabetic, nobody shames them for taking their medication.
Yeah, good point.
Mm-hmm.
And I always tell my friends, if I didn't take my medication, you'd never see me and I wouldn't call you.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't leave the house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it would go down that dark hole. And so I see mine as one day at a time managing it. And the number one thing is go help somebody else.
Mm.
Love that.
That's it. Yeah.
That's good.
And so I just had to call you because I'm over here with my pom-poms, but I am rooting you on, girl.
Aw, you're the sweetest. Thank you.
So I just wanted to tell you, you helped me be honest, more honest, when I kind of want to go in my shell and not really tell people what's going on. And you've taught me to know the right people to share with.
Oh, well, thank you.
That discernment.
You know, I hope that that's something that we're all better at, because we're more alike with our weaknesses than our strength. And I think that, just as me personally, when I hear someone share and be vulnerable and share an issue they're having, that endears them towards me. You know, it's like, oh, you're a real person. I like you more, right. You know?
Yes. I mean, didn't he die on the cross for us to be authentic and honest?
Yep.
Amen.
I mean, not fake. So I just had to tell you, you fired up my day today.
Oh, thank you.
I just wanted to say I love you. And
I love you.
If you need me to call tomorrow, I'll be calling tomorrow.
Oh, you're the best. I appreciate you so much.
That's hilarious.
Family Life Radio.
Family Life Radio, who's this?
My name is Jim, and I just want to let you guys know what brings me joy.
Ooh, sounds like a joy report.
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm going to let this feeling take control. Joy.
So what kind of joy do you have to report? Call us at 888-888-9976. Jim, what is it?
Well, for years and years and years, my wife and I have prayed that all of our kids and all of our grandkids would be able to live within a close proximity of one another.
Uh-huh.
We moved from Texas to Kansas, and we're all running a camp and retreat, and we're all working together, living within 50 feet of each other.
Wow. That's fun.
Yeah, man. What brings me joy is to wake up and look out the window and see my whole family.
That is pretty cool.
It's just a huge blessing for us.
Oh, that's awesome.
I love it.
The Lord must love you, because my mom's in Seattle. I'm in Arizona. My wife's parents in Oklahoma.
Yeah. Well, we've been scattered. We've been in Indiana, and my son in Texas, and my grandkids in Thailand. So, you know, hey, distance is a good thing, but God's timing is perfect.
And, amen. Bring them all back together someday. That's awesome.
Amen.
That's actually my prayer. I would love to be all near family someday. Mm-hmm, Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Well, thanks for sharing.
You're very welcome.
So what is bringing you joy? We got to hear. Call right now, 888-888-9976.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. We'd love to connect with you on Facebook and Instagram, where you can share your good news or joy report. Just look for and like FLR Mornings.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.